Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
Are you ready for this song?
They're saying only one. Give it to you, not a gun. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Columbus Day. Is this really a holiday? I don't know, but I'm going to take the day off. How are we? I am your host. You're listening to Uncensored Radio. I am Karen Ashley, along with all my fabulous friends. Michael Fishman is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am good. I'm good. We also have Jamesy in the house. James, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You guys know that Jeffrey has been crazy busy with family, and
I'm here.
You're here? Oh, my God. I didn't know you were here. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, boo.
I am so anxiously awaiting all the stories, because anytime you get a lot of family together, it's going to be some madness.
I know. I'm so sorry to do this, but Shannon!
Who?
I need this bitch to go around the corner and get me some cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh.
Look,
can
I got to take
it. Get it together.
In full disclosure, I'm going to be real. Is Katrina here?
I don't think she's here. I think I don't know if she's making it tonight. I know her weekend was eventful as well. Don't make me slap you, Jeffrey, before I get there, because I'll be there in 11 days, or I can actually slap you.
Okay, well, here's what happened.
Hide your cigarettes. You know this, right? I'm going to hide them every chance I can.
I'm going to cut you. So what had happened was I'm accidentally a little drunk.
Oh, Lord. Oh, so you bought into the hype that this is a holiday.
No. What? Okay. So it's been crazy. It's been like one thing after another for me. Funeral, family drama, funeral. And then, you know, my brother, baby Emmett's home from Montana. So my mother was like, we didn't know when he was leaving. I think now he's staying through the week. But she's like, we need to have a family dinner. So she's like, can you cook? And I actually worked today. So while I was working, I, like, cooked this huge meal. And I thought maybe, you know, we'd have, like, maybe 10 people. We ended up having, like, 35 people over for dinner. It's bad. My house is kind of train wrecked. I'm shantoosied, and I have to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nothing? I got nothing? I can't get
no
sympathy?
No, I think I'm just like, I'm feeling so sorry for you, but I think that you of all people can handle a dinner of 35. So get to the drama. We don't care about the dinner. Go.
Okay. So, drama. Okay. Well, I've got a lot of drama. There's Joe Mama drama. And then there's my family drama. So at the funeral and we had the wake. So everybody remembers the wedding. I was very upset. My godmother, which is my mother's sister, so my aunt, did not come to the wedding. She didn't text me. She didn't call. Nothing. So I find out she's coming to the calling hours. She comes in with my grandparents. Joe came late because he had to cover for me with daycare. He's like, your Aunt Kathy's here. I'm like, fuck. So I see her walk in. I bolt out of the room and go book an ass out back. So I don't know nothing the wiser. I come back in. She's still there. So there's like two rooms in the hallway. The first room is where there's chairs set up and where the urn is and everybody's standing and you walk through the line and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Second room is where the TV is, flashing the photos and the music. So I'm in there sitting on the couch with Joe. All of a sudden, my aunt starts walking in. I get up and haul ass out. I didn't realize that I was going that fast, but apparently everybody in the funeral home realized there was some tension and awkwardness going on because I ran out like the place was on fire. So apparently my guinea grandfather got a little bit upset and said I was disrespectful. I'm out back smoking. I see my grandmother, my mom's mom, come out. She's smoking, so I'm going to walk up to talk to her, and she's like, I see my grandfather come out, and she's bitching. So I think she's pissed at me. No, come to find out, I guess she was mad at my grandfather because he was saying how disrespectful I was that I walked away from my aunt. Bitch, you didn't come to my wedding. You didn't apologize. You didn't text me. You didn't call me. You didn't send me a gift. You didn't send me a card. You didn't send me congratulations in a text message. Nothing. So at this point, I just want nothing to do with you, and I'm not playing these fucking games. I don't care what a guinea family should be. This is not a family. We're broken. It's the way it is, and I'm not playing the games anymore. And I realized my grandmother was like my mom's mom. You know, life's too short. Can't we all get along? And I'm like, well, you're right. Life is too short. And I have realized I am no longer going to cater to these fucking miserable, whiny bitches in my life that don't want to better themselves in any way and don't want to be a part of my life. Like, I'm not going to fight to have you in my life, and then I'm not going to deal with your bullshit. I'm sick of it. Like, stop making excuses. Enjoy your fucking life and get off your lazy ass. Like, I don't know what to do for you. You know what I'm saying? And stop judging me because I'm gay. Like, get the fuck over it. You've known since I was a little kid. This is not new.
Is that the reason you think they didn't come to the wedding?
Yeah, actually I do, because they kind of got through the family. There was quite a bit. Like, it's been an eye-opening couple of weeks for me. And it's actually been really tough. Last week was very, very difficult for me. It kind of ate away at the whole, you know, I've always, like, I don't care if people don't like me because I'm gay, fuck them. Well, come to find out, it does bother me, especially when it comes to family and people that I've loved my entire life. It does bother me, and it does hurt me. So I guess I'm human, and I guess I have a soul after all. So it's been a rough couple of weeks. Like, you know, it's just been a lot of self-realization, a lot of having to accept things that I can't change, and it sucks. But at the end of the day, I'm done playing these games. I'm done playing cordial. I just don't want you in my life. Get the fuck out. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not going to pretend to say hi to you and that everything's okay, because it's not. And at this point, it's never going to be again. So let's move on. You know what I mean? Like, I got no time for this. Okay, well, that's the rant on my family.
I totally get where you're coming from. I was, you know, I almost wanted, like, you need a sound effect, like, amen, brother.
I know, I was, like, letting you talk. I didn't even want to interrupt. The passion,
well, you know,
and, like...
I mean, it's still kind of new, so there's a lot of anger. And I mean, it just wasn't with that. You know, something was said to me about the grandfather that died at the wedding, that it was a little hard for him. And, I kind of was like, well, whatever. And it brushed it off. And then after he died or whatever, well, last week while we were getting ready for stuff, I saw pictures from the wedding. And he's not in them. And he was alive.
Okay.
And now he's dead. And he's never going to be in those pictures. And so, I mean, it really, like, was he sick or was it because of the whole game thing? I don't know. Like, it just, I didn't think it would bother me. And it didn't bother me up until, you know, I started actually thinking about shit. And it actually got me.
Well, on my end, I have a friend, and I have family members, too, who, when it comes to holidays, events, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, especially when they're older, they didn't want pictures taken of them. So don't make it immediately because you're gay that he's not in the pictures, you know, or that he was uncomfortable.
Well, he didn't even come to the wedding. And here's the thing. My grandmother said he was sick and didn't feel good because, I mean, he did have, whatever Robin Roberts has, that's what my grandfather had. But that's not what killed him. He had to get platelets, transfusions, and it ended up being the bag that they gave him was loaded with staff, and that's ended up with killing him. But at the wedding, his son came, you know, my uncle and his wife, and they were drinking, and there was a big controversy with him. Like, I put on Facebook, my godfather's a piece of shit, quote me. He ended up showing up to the wedding, which was kind of ironic. And his wife, we had a little tipsy, and she came up to me and hugged me, and she was like, you know, this has just been really hard on Rick, and it's been really hard on your grandfather. So I finally said something to my grandmother after he died, and she's like, well, she shouldn't have told you that. Like, you're right. He should have told me that. Or you should have told me that. Somebody should have just fucking said something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you would have came to me and said, you know, I'm religious. I believe in God. Like, I have a problem. I'm not, you know, it's difficult. I could have taken that. Because you came to me as a fucking adult and as a human being. And maybe it's against your belief. I can respect you for that. But tell me. don't hide behind it and use some other excuse as bullshit. That's my problem. That is my issue with this. I don't.
Right.
If it's against whatever, I'm fine. Like, if
can
you're a big
this,
into
though?
Jesus.
Can I say this? I know I have I have a nephew who came out of the closet, and I don't have a huge family. You know, I do as far as I got sisters, but it's just us. Like, there's no bunch of people, so it's a small family in a sense of everybody kind of is intertwined. And I know it was very difficult for him. And one thing I will say, at the end of the day, I think people love you. I just think there's no manual out there. And I'm not saying that they're right. I'm not saying that they were wrong. I think that there's no manual on how to handle things. And people do very dumb things when they don't know what to do. And I don't think for one minute that they don't love you. I just think they don't know how. They don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to deal with it, you know. And I think that at the end of the day, if they could do it over again and they know the hurt that you're feeling, I think they probably would do it over again and do it better and do it differently, you know. And there almost has to be, like I told my nephew, there almost has to be a greater level of forgiveness on your end. And I know that's a lot to ask of you because you're the one getting your feelings hurt. I said, but there almost has to, if you want to be able to forgive and not have any grudge and not have any animosity, you almost have to just have a forgiving heart and go, I don't really care.
Well, it's not even about forgiveness, Karen. I mean, it's truly not, because I don't hate anybody. I mean, it's just...
I know, but it hurts.
I mean, especially because he's dead. Like, there's nothing I can do at this point. I guess I just wish it would have all clicked to me. Because we had time that day. You know what I'm saying? We were all having conversations. He was awake.
Right.
He was lucid. Like, we got to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? And if it would have clicked, I could have said something. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just feel like now I'm never going to have peace with it. And
no,
I can.
You will.
Like,
you will, because it's the thing. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's never enough time. When somebody passes away.
Well, I guess
final, and it's so unfair, and there's always unfinished business. Like, I just, you know, it's crazy, but, like, just yesterday I log on to Facebook, and I hate when you find out things on Facebook because it's, like, it's just the worst. Like, I knew a girlfriend of mine. I'd seen her posting, like, you know, different things, like, relating to God and staying strong and pray for me. You know, but I didn't think anything about it. I'm thinking maybe she's going through something in her marriage. Maybe there's something going on in her life. Well, then, like, yesterday I tune in, and it's, like, a big, beautiful picture of her, and it's rest in peace. I had no idea that she'd been battling brain cancer. None. Like, this is a girl I, you know, went to high school with, I was good friends with. Like, it was so shocking. And I always say, you know, death is such, it's, you know, obviously it's a part of life, but it's so final and it's so unfair because a lot of times people are left with things like you would have said something, you know, but it's like, I think you should be in the moment of appreciating. You had some final time with him. You told me, like, you called me and you were like, I got to make him laugh and it was great and it was hard, but I got to be there with him. You know, it was like a lot of people don't even get to say goodbye.
Right.
You,
I mean,
got that.
I'm grateful in that respect. I guess I just wish it would have hit me sooner. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of caught me off guard. Like, I was almost okay with him passing, but it was the rest of the shit. And then just, I kind of dwelled on the whole fact that, like, people aren't okay with the whole gay thing. And, you know, we spent one night going through all these pictures of when I was a kid that I actually, these pictures I hadn't seen. My mother has, I mean, thousands and thousands of pictures. But she actually had, like, 5 totes of pictures I'd never seen. That's like, fuck. Like, I think I actually said on the show, like, I was like, damn. Like, how did you guys not know? Oh, no, everybody knew.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm just like, this shouldn't have been a shocker. And I don't know why I didn't process. I don't know. Like, this stuff
wasn't
never.
A shocker. I think a lot of people just aren't where they need to be and accept it. You know? And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate As a society, we are not in a place to just love people for who they are.
Well, and then I have to tell you, like, again, what pushed me away from God through this whole thing was it's in a church.
What does this have to do with God?
Because,
what
God wait, I'll
God
tell you.
Didn't
I'll tell,
do anything
it's,
to you.
It's not necessarily, okay, I'm speaking wrong. It's not necessarily God. It's like the whole Catholic Church thing. So we go, and, like, it's time for the obituary, and we're talking about the obituary. And are we putting this person's name in? Are we putting that person's name in? Yes, okay, we're going to put the grandkids because there's not that many in. Okay, and I'm like, well, make sure you put Joe in because that's my husband. There's four grandchildren and three kids. So if you're going to put my name in there, you better mention my husband. So I said this to her, and I was like, yeah, have fun explaining that to your friends. And then she started laughing, and then she was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And she looked at Joe Jed in the face and was like, sorry, Joe.
Well, you know what?
And
as the honorary Christian of the show, which I will proudly take that title, I blame them. I don't blame God. And I don't even blame
religion.
Well,
but that wasn't her thing. Like
I blame the person who's hiding behind religion and doesn't have the courage to stand up for the grandson or the nephew that they love.
See, and I don't even know that it was her thing. I think she was just more thinking of, like,
I know, but
she's
got
to deal with the death. Like, she, and I mean, I wasn't even necessarily mad at her so much. And then, but then we got to the thing where we had to go to the church to, like, set up the whatever, because we didn't have a mass, but it was, like, a whatever kind of a thing that people usually do at the funeral home, but we ended up doing it at the church. I don't know. It was weird. And then they're, like, grandkids.
Like, wait.
And then they straight asked if anybody was married. And I'm like, I'm not going to win this battle. And it's not even worth my time to bring up. And I'm like, and that's when I was like, it shouldn't fucking be like this. I went to this fucking school as a child. I shouldn't have to be afraid of who I am. And at that moment, I sat there at that table, and I was afraid to say who I was. And that's what really, really, like, hit me. Because I'm not that person. But I guess, I guess there's still a part of me that is. Because I backed down completely with, like, bloop, I got nothing to say.
I know, but you know what I think? I think it's just, like, it's part of your journey.
I don't care for it.
I know. Oh, you know what? I just got a text that Katrina's on hold, so somebody unmute her, please.
She's been telling me that, and I text her back. The only number that was there was private. I unmuted it, and she didn't say nothing. So I don't know what fucking number she's calling in on, but bitch, get your shit together and let me know.
Oh, Lord. Okay, but this is the thing. I know it sucks. Like, it's almost like when you have a funeral, it brings up all these emotions. It brings up all this extra stuff, these feelings, this baggage. But it's part of your journey, Jeff. It's part of your journey of just, you know, loving yourself. It's part of your journey of, you know, just dealing with the people that just aren't ready. And shame on them for not being ready. Because the year that I've known you, you are such a giving person. Like, every time I talk to you, there's somebody at your house, and you're catering to them, you're helping them, you're feeding them, you're loving them, you're bringing them in, you're counseling them, you're laughing with them.
Well, and I know, over the last year, you've called me out. You're like, you act like you don't care about shit, but you do. But honestly,
right.
I am sensitive. But when it comes to this shit, like, you know, I mean, I may get my ass hairs up in an uproar over some stuff. But usually this stuff, I mean, it truly has not bothered me in so long. So I'm just kind of floored that now I'm like, am I going through an identity crisis at 30? Like, what's happening?
You're in the midst of, like, raw emotion. So when you're, like, grieving, let's say you're grieving, you know, you're grieving your grandfather's death. I mean, you're in the process of trying to work through that. Then all of a sudden, all these other emotions start peeking their little heads out.
But look, I know we've got callers that want to chime in, and I know we've got topics, and I still got Joe's mama drama to get into, which is fun
for me. Keep it going. I don't care. This is good.
I know, like, I never thought I'd be the Lord Voldemort of the group and be like, it's just, I don't know, it's just been all kind of crazy for me. But the thing is, I have actually tried not to tell people. Like, I didn't even put on Facebook that my grandfather died until I think like the day of or the night before. I mean, I waited a week almost to tell everybody on air. Like, I didn't want the whole, like, I'm so sorry thing. Like, it's just, you know, like, I didn't want it. Like, I didn't want to bring, but then, like, I started having friends. Like, I heard your grandfather died, and I don't know if it was just through a friend, you know, because there was very select people out here that knew. So I'm sure they probably told people, and then they started messaging me on Facebook, like, when are the services? When are the services? So I finally put it on there, because I'm like, I'm not going to fucking, I just don't want to respond to everybody. Like, I don't know. It was weird. So, I mean, it's just, the whole thing for me has kind of flipped me upside down and put me in rare form. But I'm wicked excited for you guys to get here so I can get my stride back and party like a fucking rock star.
I know, baby. We're on a countdown. We're about to
get
you
and Fishy. I'm getting you and Fishy a little schmammied. Oh, you don't even know. Can I just say how much I love the midge? She just walked in with a pack of cigarettes. God bless her heart. Oh, and she's flashing me the midge.
Oh,
wow.
Midget
boobies.
See, there is a ray of sunshine, always.
Oh, always.
Anytime
honey.
You get
honey,
a midge.
I got sunshine coming out my ass. It's fine. So I guess, do you want to take some of these callers? Because it says they all want to chime in. James is texting me like, hello. Do we want to do it?
Sure.
What the hell was that, Fishy? Hello?
Take the call.
Are you okay? Is everything okay with you?
Yeah, I kept trying to add a thing or two, and I just get talked over. So at a certain point, it's just like, okay, so let's take the call.
Oh, Fishy, what you want to say, boo-boo? I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
No, let's take the call. Take the call. The callers have been waiting.
Okay, we've got Jennifer Richards.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Karen. Hey, Mike. How are y'all doing today?
Hey.
Okay.
Good. Hey, Jeff. I know what you're going through, but I've been through that myself. My grandfather, he passed away from Alzheimer's. I know what you're going through, but it's hard. It still haunts me to this day myself.
Yeah, it sucks for sure.
Yeah, it really does. And I got your message the other day, and I knew that message was going to make you happy that I sent you. I knew it was going to make you happy.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome anytime. And, you know, just the only thing I can tell you is just keep your head up and don't listen to all the negative stuff that people tell you. Just, you know, if they're going to come negative to you, just shrug them away. It's like, if you don't like me, then fuck. Yeah?
I know. They just caught me at a weak moment, the sons of bitches. But thank you, Jennifer, so much for calling in. I do appreciate it. We've got Toku.
Yo, Jeff. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, I feel for you 100%, and I want to put out a story of my grandfather that died, 2001 now, December of 2001. Basically, he died from complications having to do with diabetes and that. And during the funeral, me and my cousin Aaron decided to do a eulogy to him. She was set up to go first. She was set up to be the one to go up first. But she broke down and cried. Understandably so. Grandpa was always there for all of us grandkids. And so I went up and did my thing, and I approached it from a different angle, remembering all the good stuff, all the positive, all the fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was done, I had the whole church, well, funeral home, laughing because they could relate with what I was saying. And then my cousin went up again, and she tore it up. I mean, literally, she did great. So I hear you when you say, you know, the rest of my family, I've already told you guys how messed up my family really is. But my grandpa was the one ray of my life, and he's gone, but he's still there.
Aww.
Everything he taught me, I still hold dear to this day. So to you guys, I feel for you 100%, but I guess what I'm trying to say, my advice to everyone who's ever really had a death, and I understand your situation, Jeff, is a little bit more complicated, but remember the good times, because those are what are going to stick with you forever. It's not the bad.
Right. You're right. And thank you so much for calling in. I know the good times or whatever. It's just, you know, it's one of those weak moments. You know, I tend to bounce back quickly. And I will be fine. It's just, you know, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
Love, you know.
I think it's just, it's what you do in the grieving process, you know? You start feeling all kinds of things, and you really start thinking about life. And I think your eyes were wide open to things, you know, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, it's been crazy, too. Like, there is so much coming at me kind of at one moment, you know? Like, the summer was crazy. The wedding was a disaster. We had all the shit with Joe's family. You know, all the shit with Lord Voldemort, the reality show, you know, and then thank God Mikey Fishy joined us, even if he wants to slap the shit out of me right now. You know, we've got the benefit.
I don't want to slap the shit out of you. I love you. You need to understand. First of all, that I'm like the veteran of funerals. You know, I don't normally talk about it. No, I am. Literally, I stopped counting when I got to 70. I've been to a lot in my lifetime. So I had a lot of time to think about it.
Me too.
I lost a lot of friends, lost a lot of coworkers. You know, I've been to 6 in a day. You know, you get to a certain point where you spend enough time, you know, and when you're young and everybody around you is older, you just run into that a lot. And I the two things are, funerals are more about the living, usually, than they are about the dead. It's normally more about the people and how they process it. And unfortunately, people get selfish. And that includes family members. And what you see is two things happen. People don't know how to handle their situation. And also, there's a power vacuum in a family when an elder statesman in your family or stateswoman passes away. Somebody tries to grab that position of either being the go-to person or being, you know, the person who keeps track of the family history or those things, and people try to do it, and it becomes a power play, which it never should be, but it always does. And so it's like with the family. They should have acknowledged Joe. But again, that's their limitation, not your limitation.
I agree.
And for them, do not, you know, I doubt really heavily, Jeff, that your grandfather's huge issue was with you being gay. He may have had some feelings about that. He may not have known how to express them. But, you know, the reality is, in the time period when most of those people grew up, you didn't talk about those things if you were. And that's tragic, because millions of people lived lives of lives. You never know what he wanted to say to you was how upset he was that he wasn't more there for you.
Right.
But the reality is that your life is not limited because of their ignorance. It's their life that's limited. You know, like, you began tonight talking about how you're tired of these people and fuck them. If they don't want to be in your life and they don't want to be positive, you don't get a free pass.
I agree.
And that's how it should be. You should never put up with anybody who wants to be careless with your heart, regardless of whether they genetically or family or not. Because we share a few chromosomes doesn't give you a free pass to walk on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's great.
They can ruin it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think they completely shame on them. I don't even know what else.
I'm sure in time, like, I'll, you know, it'll all be fine. But it's like, I'm just, it's so raw. And for me, because
right.
I don't tend to deal with a lot of emotions, and something I realize is that over the last maybe 8 years, I've buried a lot, and instead of dealing with anything, I don't. Like, my old release was to be, I'd listen to music, and I'd write, or I'd blog. You know, if you went on my MySpace, there was always a blog, and I got to vent, and I said what I needed to say. You know, I never put names in, but if you, you know, you knew if it was about you, kind of a thing.
Right, if it, if it applied.
Yeah, well, just because I didn't want to get sued. Like, I, you know, I didn't want to get slammed for defamation of character or anything. So I just left names out. But, it, you know, it's crystal clear who it was about. And, you know, you knew, whatever. Or if you knew who the person, you know, whatever. So I've really been thinking about, like, hitting the blog again, because there was just so much that I'm like, I just need to say, where I'm like, I don't want to say it in a notebook. I don't necessarily know that I want everybody to read it, but then I'm like, maybe that'll be my therapy. And everybody used to love that shit because I'm so nuts. Because I am crazy.
Why don't you do that anymore? I know we got the radio show and you probably get it out here, but I think you should still do that.
Well, I think for me it's different because, I don't know, music is so, and like, I've noticed in the last, like, since he died, my music's been very glum. Like, there's been no, like, peppy dance music. It's been very, like, lower key, slower beat, not so happy songs, you know. So, I mean, that's how I process. Like, you can tell the mood I'm in by the music I'm listening to.
Right. Well, I told you this the other day. You were saying something like, you were like, oh, I'm okay. And I go, well, you know, right now is the time that you don't have to be okay. And that still holds true. Like, it's going it's weird how it is when someone dies. It's like you mourn, and it comes in different times. Like, you could be
right.
Fine, and then one minute you're good, and the next minute you're right in the moment of, wow, something reminds you of him, or something just makes you think. And
well,
I
and
just think that it's healthy
happened.
To do that.
Last week, like, I thought I was fine, and I don't remember what day I missed. I think it was Wednesday. Like, there was just so much going on, and it hit me so hard that I'm like, there's no way I can go on air and even pretend to be there. You know, my head was just so far gone, and I was so exhausted because the other thing, that I haven't been sleeping at all, which sucks ass because I love to sleep. Like, argh. So I was like, you know, I just needed a night to, like, get my shit back together and put my head in because I was like, I mean, I couldn't focus. It was bad. Like, I shouldn't even been doing daycare. I'm like, oh, this ain't cute. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. And, like, I'm just, I don't know, like, I'm getting, it's weird. I don't know. It's like the crossroads. It's a life, you know, you're getting older. You're about to hit 30. There's choices to make and shit you just don't want to do anymore. And putting
right.
up with people's bullshit is one thing that I don't want to do. You know, that's why Lord Voldemort got the owl. You know, and, oh,
right.
his aunt. Oh, here's a little drama. So,
yeah,
oh,
see,
God,
you've been holding out. You've been holding out. I'm mad. There's
okay, a lot.
Come on.
So, at the wake, right, I'm sitting there, whatever, you know, I'm gossiping. My cousin showed up. The roommates had moved out. Everything was happy. We're good, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, this lady comes up to me and hugs me. And, like, I didn't catch a good look because she kind of caught me, like, I, you know, kind of turned around and got her. And it was Lord Voldemort's aunt, who is married to his father's brother. So she's married
okay.
into the family. Okay? So she's loved me since I was a little kid with Lord Voldemort. And then, apparently the uncle's got no clue what's going on because he's like, what's going on with my nephew? I don't, you know, I hear he breezes into town and breezes out. I'm like, yeah, you know, and I didn't bring up anything about the show because they obviously didn't know. And if they did, they played it off like they didn't. You
right.
know, and I'm not, you know, whatever. Like, I love them for who they are. They've always been good to me. So I'm not going to bash their nephew
right.
and I'm not going to get into it, you know?
Right.
Like, it is what it is, whatever. But, like, she was just like, you know, so I'm trying to get this fool to come drink with me. So it was just nothing. They didn't have any idea. So I'm like, all right, because I know stepmommy and daddy are not going to talk about the drama because they're embarrassed by all the shit that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love the fact, like, they had no clue and they think everything's peachy in the world. I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll probably see him at the holidays. I'll see you at Thanksgiving. You know, like, I was not about to get into it. Not with them, but. So that was quite fun for me. Yeah. And then the aunt came to, like, the funeral. We're all in the mausoleum. And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And she keeps asking about Lord Voldemort. And I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I bet at some point they were like, why isn't he here? Something's weird. But just kind of just kept
him
moving.
Well, they know. They know how he is. That he would never drive up for something like that. And he texted her and gave her my number.
Right.
And told her, you know, that I want, but, you know, and I think he just left it at that. Because he probably doesn't want them to know either, because it's an embarrassment for him, I'm sure.
Right,
especially
right.
Since we're doing so well. And then, since my husband just came out here and laughed, let's talk about his family.
That's the part I've been waiting for all weekend.
I told you I was going to do it. You can't even get mad at me because I forewarned you that I was doing it because I'm over it.
Like,
really? Really?
Poor Joe.
It's just the stupid Facebook stuff. Like, the comments
Facebook
being
always
made.
People in trouble.
Yeah, like, okay, so that Friday, the day of the calling hours, was mommy-in-law's birthday, and he decided that he wasn't going to text her and say anything. So there were things put on Facebook. She put, you know, thanks for all the birthday wishes, missing one. And then people put shitty comments. And then, like, his sister, the one that kind of caused a lot of the bullshit, was like, some people just need to get over their shit. And they just keep posting dumb stuff on Facebook. So if you're listening, maybe you should just text your brother, because he's not going to answer your phone call because he's pissed. It's not me. Your brother's pissed. I don't even know so much if it's pissed is that he's hurt. He's heartbroken.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to just text him, email him, send him a message on Facebook, and apologize. And here's the other thing. You keep posting dumb shit on Facebook, you're only making it worse. And what I found funny was I went back and looked at the messages, and he wrote his mom this huge message, you know, about what happened, how he felt, and, you know, whatever the situation was. She never responded to it. And I keep telling him, I'm like, no, call them out on their shit. Just put an end to it. And just say what you feel, say how it happened, and say what you need to say, and tag their asses on Facebook. You know, because unfortunately, I feel at this point with these people, you're not going to win. And it's not even about winning.
But
maybe
doesn't that make it worse? Doesn't that make it worse?
Feels that it will, but I also, I don't know, I kind of know them in a sense that they're called out on their shit, so they're not going to say anything, because she couldn't even respond to him when he called her out on her shit in between a message between just the two of them. So if he puts them on blast on Facebook, it's going to shut them up, because now it's coming out of his mouth, and everybody's
seeing
it.
I know, but it's almost like it's such a hurtful situation already that it's almost, I almost agree with Joe where he's just like, ignoring all the antics and not even stooping to that because.
But here's the thing. By ignoring it, it's escalating. Now he's getting calls from random family members and the messages. I mean, his sister called me 2 weeks ago drunk. I didn't answer the phone. But it's starting to escalate. Like, it's getting worse. And it's going to continue to get worse until he puts them in their place.
I know, but it's almost like let them be the fools that they need to be, and he just keeps away from that. Like, it's like, ugh. Like, it's weird, but it's not going to help make him feel better.
No, and if you quote it publicly, it's just going to become a bigger deal. And, like, on some level, he just needs, I like what Joe's doing. Is Joe saying, keep your bullshit. You can just keep it. Do what you got to do with it, and you can shove it where you need it. But it's none of my business. I'm staying out of it.
I mean, I get that to a point, but, like, the fact that there's, like, random people that people haven't seen in, like, 10 years posting on the comments, like, apparently, I mean, I don't know, it's allegedly, but from what it seems, that entire family has shared with every person they know what is going on and their side of the story, of course. And again, nobody contacted me, nobody talked to me, this was all over dresses. We were going to order new dresses. That still wasn't good enough. You're mad at what I said on the radio. Well, if you listen to what I said on the radio, I never called you out. I never spoke shit about you. I also, if you would have paid attention or if you would have called us to even talk about the situation, they would have known that we had problems with my family as well. So, again, like, it's just bullshit.
As the other married guy, I gotta throw this in. As the other married guy,
one of the worst things you can do is fight with your spouse's family to stick up for your spouse for them. And I know that was a long chain of connection, but what I'm saying is...
No, I got you.
You know, standing up for them is good, but on some level they have to stand up in their own way. And what ends up happening is it becomes you're the problem person.
Right. Oh,
and
no,
you need to dump it at your feet.
That's exactly it.
You know, like in my case, okay, I'm not gay, so one would imagine that wouldn't be part of the aspect of the problems at my wedding, but I'll give you a great example. I got married to somebody that I was in love with. We told our family a year in advance we were getting married. Comes time to get married, one side of the family goes, oh, well, we're not coming. Okay? And my response to that was, well, that's your problem. You'll miss it. So we decided to go to Vegas to get married, and my wife's side of the family decided to come to the wedding, and then my family called the day after and said, okay, we're going to come to Vegas. You know, can you wait till tomorrow to get married? Now, this will tell you where I stand in the universe is, we said, okay, we're going to wait a day. And her family said, no, we have Springsteen tickets.
Oh.
Said, you know, no. So we ended up getting married twice. I got married twice in like 24 hours, and my attitude about it was, if you show up, you're there. If you don't show up, you're not, and I don't really give a shit. Because I'm not getting married for somebody else. I'm getting married for me.
Right. I mean, so, I understand that, Fishy, and I get it. But here's the thing. Like, I did not think that it was a gay issue until now going forward. And maybe it's everybody putting it in my head now. But, like, his mom and I were, like, besties. We did everything together. You know? And, I mean, his sister, one of his sisters and I were even close. And his cousins and his aunt and his uncle, like, we were all close. Like, it wasn't weird. Like, you know what I mean? We had a great relationship. I was the one that called them and was like, come out to Auburn. Or, you know, I'm the one that was like, let's go out there. And we get out there and I'd be like, come over, come on, let's all get together, blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't even me standing up for him. It was me standing up for myself. And I didn't. And that was, I think, part of the problem. Is if I would have handled the situation the way I wanted to, I'm not sure that we'd be here today. Because I would have nipped it in the ass then, and I would have made the phone calls I wanted to and had it out the way I did the year before with them. Because, you know, I'm not one to back down. Like, if you get me to that point where I'm that pissed, I'm going to go off. Ask Karen, she knows. Because bitch was calling me to mute the whole reality show. Yeah, it crossed that line, and that's all it took, and I lost my shit. And I was the one screaming the most. Like, you just got to get me to that point. But I will say what I need to say. I just don't want to hurt people's feelings. But when you get me to that point, there's no coming back. Like, I'm going to say what I need to say, and I'm going to say everything I want to say.
Right. You know what's unfortunate, though? It had started, like, even before the whole dress thing. Like, it was, like, the shower, you know, your wedding, you know. It was just, like, it was just crazy. And it always is these situations. It's always, like, a funeral or a wedding or, like, major events that bring out the ugly side of people or brings out this strange dynamic in family, and it's so unfortunate. Like, I just can't even believe people would be so it's almost selfish. Like, it's about them and it's not about you. And the, you know, like, I would have fallen to the ground, Michael, if someone would have said, can you get married tomorrow instead? We have Springsteen tickets. Like, it's like, what? like we're trying to become husband and wife. How important is that? Like, I just don't even understand.
No, but it's not. That's the thing. It's not about you for them.
Mm-hmm,
and that,
exactly.
Those are, they reveal themselves to you through that behavior. It's not about you. You're not part of the thought process for them. It's about how is your action involved or affecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you can realize is this is all about you. Well, good. You go do what you want to do and have at it.
Right.
See you later. This is my priority.
See, and I wish I could be that way. But
I wish you could have been
family,
that way too.
Like, it was just weird because when it came to his family, I felt I was closer to his family than I was my own. You know, like, I really considered his mom my mom. So when that all happened, it really felt like it was my own mother.
Yeah, no, it was hurtful.
Came across it. So, I mean, it hit me like a fucking brick wall.
Yeah.
So for the things to be said that, you know, she hates me and that I've always had it out for the family, like, I mean, that fucking destroyed me.
No, but you know what? At the end of the day, Jeff, she can't say she hates her son because now she's a bad mom. So she had to hate you. You're the only other person left to take the brunt of the hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't say that she's upset with Joe. She has to be upset with you. So I wouldn't even hold on to that.
Well, here's the thing. In the last Facebook post, was
this damn Facebook.
I know, I'm telling you. She said there's always hope. What the hell was it? I gave birth to him or something and they can't take that away from me. Or he'll always be my baby and they can't take that away. And I'm like, and I posted on Facebook afterwards, I'm like, the problem is nobody's taking anything away from you. You're pushing it away all by yourself. Like, this is not about me anymore. If Joe wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you. If he wants to be in your life, he'll be in your life. I don't care. He can go do it. Like, it's going to take me a little longer. If he wants to go see you, he can go see you. If he wants to call you, he can go see you. I don't care. Like, it's whatever. You're his mom. You're his family. That's fine. But I'm not going to be there right now because I'm too hurt. Like, you fucking destroyed me. Like, we were so close. Like, I know all of your secrets. Like, I can't even tell you how many nights we spent. And Karen, you know, because you've been around. How many nights we spent, me and her. Like, it was me and his mom. It always.
No, I know. You used to tell me. You used to always talk about her so fondly. So that's why it was so shocking.
Yeah. I mean, it really fucking, I don't even know how to, it just destroyed me.
Yeah.
So it just, it hit me a little harder. And the fact that it's still going on and it's still just bullshit. And, like, there's parts of me that, like, I, over the weekend, I kept debating whether to, like, post shit or message her or text her, and I didn't because I'm like, no, like, it's got to be on Joe this time. It can't be, I'm not going to do it. I'm not. And I'm not sure that I could even have a civil conversation at this point because there's so much hostility and there's so much anger built up inside of me that I'm not sure I could handle this situation the way it needed to be. So I know it's best that I just don't. I don't know.
Right, but with that being said, I think it's best that you don't advise him on what to do to remedy their jabber-jabber. You know what I'm saying? They can post all they want. Because you're not
I'm
in the right mindset.
I'm looking at Joe. He's listening to the show. So next time that I try to advise you, remind me of what Karen said. If I keep giving you shit, I want you to call her and get her on the phone, or Fishy, or Katrina, and make them tell me what for.
Right, well, because I just don't think. Yeah, go ahead.
He's got to do it. Now, the best advice is he's got to do it. I had a situation with certain family members, and my policy, especially when you get married, is I handle mine, you handle yours.
Amen.
And you got to stay out of the other family's bullshit because there's a lifetime of chaos and backstories and miscommunication. And there's all kinds of stuff that you just can't be involved in.
Right,
and
so you don't even understand.
Yeah, and you can't because you weren't there. And I know it's hard for all of us to accept that. But on some level, also it has to be his deal. The more you back out of it, the more the other people have to take responsibility for their own actions because you're no longer the scapegoat. You'll no longer be the person that they can blame. You know, like in my family, there's a couple people who just aren't in the family anymore. They don't talk to us. We don't talk to them. And my wife has people, they cut their own cord or cut their own throat, however you want to put it, and ended up out of the family, and that was their decision. But the minute I was trying to help her and fight with her and support her in that, I was the easy way to fight without fighting. I was the continuation of that, and you're never going to win. You got the best part of the whole thing. You got Joe. That's all there is.
No, I know.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Fishy,
again, it's one of those things I'm not sure how to explain. Because when it comes to my own family, like I was telling you earlier with my aunt, I just walk away like I'm done. There's no conversation to be had. There's nothing you can say to me at this point that's going to change what you did or how I feel. So there's no moving on. Like, we're just done. I don't want you in my life anymore. And it's so messed up to me that I can't, I don't know. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be that way with Joe's family. Like, we had so much fun, and, like, I do want to get back to that place. And I just, I don't know that there's ever a possibility or there's a way that we could.
Well, it
it's weird. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things.
It's their turn, though, to make effort. And they need to make effort to Joe first, and then they need to repair the bridge with you. And that, it's in their court. You have to, like, leave it in their court.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I've had people in my life that have come and gone. Some of them, I've had to put, especially like for me, I have kids. And so one of the things really strong for me is like, okay, this is not something I want them to grow up around. This is not something I want to be considered part of their life or part of their
good
family.
Good for you, Michael.
And so my stance was always the same. Listen, if you choose to be a family member, if you choose to be a positive person in our lives, I will welcome you back with open arms, but I'm going to need to see not just some words or a comment here. I need action, and you're going to have to earn it, because now you violated my trust. Now you violated my family, and in this case, you have to earn your way back slowly and surely, and you can't undo the things that you did.
Right.
And I know this sounds kind of cliche. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know it kind of sounds cliche, but time heals all wounds. Like, they're hurting just as much as you're hurting. Otherwise, they wouldn't put so much energy into this. You know?
Agreed.
They are fighting themselves. Like, they're just, you know, it's almost ridiculous what's going on at this point. But I think, like, you know, Fishy is completely right. They have to make that move. They've got to make it right. If it's any other way, you're not going to feel right. You're always going to be like, I feel like we gave in. I feel like they didn't, I feel like they still don't respect us. You're always going to have some baggage, but if they
right, well, exactly.
Figure
Here's
it
the
out.
Thing, like, it's never going to be okay, or it's not even going to start to be okay until we get an apology.
Right, and it's never going to be the same.
Like,
and
that's the first
that.
Step. And I'm not sure what the step after that will be, because I don't know. I'm just not sure that I'm okay with walking back into that house. Like, no. Like, it's not like, you know, like, she's crying that it was her birthday. I'm like, bitch, okay, you get one next year. Most people get married once. Like, I don't know. Like, no. It's like, oh, you got all these birthday wishes but one. Well, bitch, maybe if you fucking didn't tell your whole family not to come to the wedding, you'd have got a birthday wish. Like, I don't know. Like, there's just, I don't know. It's stupid.
No,
but you know what, guys? We only have 7 minutes left. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We've got some great things coming up that we need to talk about.
Yes.
I'm trying. October 20th, we've got the You Got Strength benefit. So if you're going to be in the Central New York area, Syracuse is where the benefit's at, and you want to come to the benefit where Fishy will be there, Katrina will be there, maybe Roger, Karen, myself, Madison Devine, Joe, Midge, we'll all be there.
All the great characters of Uncensored Radio.
I've got tickets. If you want them, email us at uncensoredradio@AOL.com, and we can hook you up with some tickets. Tickets are $10. If you're a regular listener, which we already know who you are, if you are a faithful listener and you do want to come and you can get your ass to New York, I will give you a ticket to come. If you're not a regular listener and you would like to purchase a ticket, it's $10. You can email us. I will get you the tickets. Or if you want to donate, you can just donate the money. Again, if you're interested in donating, it's a great cause. We're raising money for wigs for cancer patients. Email us, and I'll get you all the information you need to donate. It's going to be a fantastic time. We're going to have a hoot, and you should come. And then, but what's even more exciting...
Oh, wait, but those lazy-ass people in the chat room who keep telling us that they're right around the corner and it's a four-hour drive, we're worth the 4 hours, damn it. If you're in the chat room and you enjoy that much, make the four-hour drive. Come on,
man. It's for charity. Come on.
I know.
We have an amazing lady coming on tomorrow that Fishy needs to tell everyone about.
Well, yeah, I was going to, you know, we started talking about funerals and then... the thing with your family and everything really is mostly about forgiveness and kind of dealing with sometimes life throws you shitty things your way. And, you know, we started talking about some of these cases, and I was talking to people via Twitter, and we had a wonderful woman named Kathy. And Kathy shared her story with me. There's another one named Nicole Dow. But Kathy's actually going to come on tomorrow, and she's going to talk about the loss of her son. Her name is Kathy Reynolds, and it's a heartbreaking, horrific, but also kind of an inspiring and fascinating tale of how she found forgiveness, found a way to forgive people for things that I don't know if I have that strength in me. So it will be very interesting to hear her perspective, and it'll be enlightening tomorrow. And I hope people call in and
yes,
really share their experiences, because this is one of those things, guys. If you're going to do radio, every so often you should reach out and try to touch somebody. And I just have this feeling that Kathy's one of those amazing positive people who somehow has turned horrible things in her life into almost strength, you know, things you can deal with. And
right.
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, I find her inspiring. So, you know, I'm looking forward to having her on tomorrow. I'm very humbled that she would come on and share that kind of information with us.
Yes. And guys, it's one of those things, it's a must listen episode, just because, you know, we have fun, we act crazy, but this is a moment where, you know, Jeff is obviously at a crossroads in his life. I'm sure all of our listeners at some point in your life, you're going to meet a crossroad, and it's, you know, forgiveness is everything, and we could really learn from someone like this. So please listen tomorrow. But
yeah,
what else do we got, Jeffy?
Experience most unbelievable. I don't know. The loss of a child is one of those things that I didn't even know how you could.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible to compare to anything. I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. So I'm excited about that, guys. I'm really excited to hear what she has to say, and I'm really excited to learn something. So tune in tomorrow. What else do we have this week, Jeff? We've got other stuff, right?
I'm still in the final stages. Things have been a little crazy of getting Panda Ross on from the X Factor. So as soon as I have a concrete date, I will let everybody know.
Right.
Her and I have been playing phone tag, but she's fantastic. If you haven't checked her out, go to YouTube and look up Panda Ross. She's got a channel, X Factor. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You will love her. She'll be on. She can tell us her amazing story. Take phone calls from fans. It's going to be fantastic. And I also forgot to mention...
I forgot to tell you, we had Jason Narvi call in last week and wish me happy birthday, and he said he'd come on this week, so it's just a matter of scheduling. We just have to figure out Jason Narvi.
Okay, can I tell you what's so funny about that?
Why?
When I messaged everybody about your birthday, after your birthday, the day after the show, he messaged me, was like, oh, shit, it was last night. Crap. I'm like, no, call in tonight. It'll be wicked funny. And it was that one night, I think it was Wednesday or whatever the hell it was, that I was like, oh, I can't do the show. That I was like, it'd still be funny if you called in and just played off like, oh, wait, tonight's not your birthday? I'm so sorry.
No, he was so funny, and he said he would come on. He said it on air, so we'll figure it out. If it's not this week, he'll definitely be on next week, but we're going to make it happen because he's a hoot. Like, this guy is the most amazing actor. He's not only, you know, he was not only on Power Rangers, but he has a doctorate in theater. He's a professor. He teaches. He's been my teacher. He's amazing. He's just an amazing actor, amazing person, amazing husband, amazing friend. So we're going to have him on very soon.
Exciting.
This is like the week of amazing. We're just going to be amazing people this week. How about that, guys?
Sounds like a plan.
About time. I've been a shitty person for a long time. It's about time I turned things around.
Right. We're going to start. Kathy's going to inspire us. And the rest of the week, we're going to try to be good people. And then the week after, we'll go back to being shitty. But hey.
You have no idea what's coming your way, baby.
That good, huh?
Next week starts the countdown to Auburn.
It sure does. And I'm telling you, I don't know how the hell we got to all talk and figure out what the hell we're doing with this show while we're all here, because it's going to be a scheduling conflict.
We might have to get the fans might need to take over.
I know. Oh, and I have to mention James will be here. He's coming as well. Our intern, yes. I think Topher's looking for tickets as we speak. So, I mean, you're really going to get to meet the whole Unscripted Radio crew. So it's going to definitely be worth your time to come check us out.
All right.
That's all we got.
That's all we got. Good night, everybody.
Happy Columbus Day.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Everybody celebrate by going to the wrong place.
Michael.
Are you ready?